One thing I know in my life is that I have one love. One love. One love is all that I have. One love. Myself, my wife, my son, and my grandson. One love. Myself, my wife, my son, and my grandson. Oh, you say, but you have many other loves too. You have dear friends and people who are very precious in your life. You have family. You have a sister. You have others in your life. Yes. But their love never changes because their love are added on. But the one love that I have is for myself. I will always love myself. There's one love that I'll have is my wife. One wife is all I'll ever have. I doubt I should ever want to be married to anyone else because having been married to the finest and the best, how could I compare it to anyone else? One son. The ideal son born of our marriage is the ideal son, incomparable, unchangeable, eternally the same and ever perfect. One grandson, and how noble and wonderful is that grandson. Oh, you have many people in your life. Sometimes you have more than one spouse. Sometimes you have more than one child. And sometimes you have more than one grandchild. But always you have yourself. Always you love yourself. Always you are number one. Always you are the one that you love. The one love that you love eternally, yourself. That self is never changing. That self may seem to come with other people involved, but it's never changing. That self is immortal, eternal. That self is everlasting. That self is very special. Think about it once. Is there anyone in the world quite like you are? Is there anyone in the world quite as wonderful as you are, quite as fantastic as you are, quite as amazing as you are? Is there anyone in the world who is quite like you? And the answer you must say is no. No, there is not. There is no one in the entire universe who is quite like you are. And the reason that there is no one in the universe quite like you are is that you are unique. And also because you are all. You are the allness of the universe. You are the everlasting one of the universe. You are the first cause of the universe. You are God. We all are God. We can never depart from being God because we all are God. And we all are very wonderfully God. Now, how are you wonderfully God? How are you fantastically God? How are you made as God? Do you know? Do you know how remarkably fantastic you are made as God? Do you know how wonderfully, magnificently, perfectly you are God? Think about it. There is only one God in this entire universe, and that's you, and that's me. There is only one God in this universe, and that is our spouse, whoever our spouse may be. There are creation, there are delight, there are charm, and there are wonder. Our spouse is that one that makes all things right, all things beautiful, and all things good. Could we ever want of anything more than having our spouse and being ourselves? Could we ever want of anything more wonderful than to be all that we are? Could we ever want of anything more fantastic than to be the fullness of what we are? It's up to us. It's up to us to say to ourselves that we are this allness. It's up to us to say to ourselves that we are the one. How could you have more than one self? How could you have more than one wife or one husband? How could you have more than one child, one grandchild? How could you have more than one? There is only one. When you have that one, you have the all. Every man, woman, and child on the face of the earth is one in and as me. Every spouse on the face of the earth is me now, one as me. Every child on the face of the earth is one as me. Every grandchild is one as me. There is only that one. And when I live in this oneness, in this total beingness that I am, when I live in that, then I come to the realization that nothing else makes any difference at all. Nothing else makes any difference in our life, in our world, in our beingness. There is only the one, and that one is you, and that one is me. Start realizing how wonderful your life is. Oh yes, there are people who get married, and then they get divorced, and they marry someone else, and they have a second spouse, and sometimes another spouse, and another spouse. But in truth, you only have one wife, one husband, one child, one grandchild, one allness, one you. And that one is eternally, magnificently perfect now and always. That one is never changing. That one is immortally being that perfect being that you are. And that's all the difference that makes in the world, is that one is you and that one is me. Today, as you go through your life, begin to turn your attention, as I turn my attention, onto my one love, onto myself. Myself as the divine response, the divine reflection, the divine beingness of all the universe. And in all the universe, there is none other than myself. And you say, well, that's not a very good way to think about things. Oh, yes, it is. Because everything in my universe is me, and everything in my universe is a reflection of who I am and what I believe about myself. Everything in my universe is who I am and what I am. There is only one self, and that's me. That's the divine. That's God. There is only one spouse for me or any of my creation, and that is my spouse. The one spouse, the immortal spouse. There is no marriage made on earth. There are legal rules made on earth, but there's only one marriage, and that is made in the divine. And that is made immortally and eternally and forever and ever and ever. It never changes. And though we may have disagreements with those that we choose to become married to or have as our children and family and world, we have no disagreement with them in actuality. All we have is a becoming aware of who and what they are and who and what we are. And as we become aware of who and what we are, all the more we love that one we beloved. Oh, you may have had several wives and several husbands, and you may have many children, but all are only the ones in your heart, the ones in your love, the ones in your divinity, the ones in your grandness. And that's all that matters. Today, begin to recognize one love. Begin to recognize myself, yourself. Begin to recognize my wife, my husband, my spouse, my child, my grandchildren. Begin to recognize this and claim it and realize that there's only one. And never can you be in argument with the one. Never can you be in disagreement with the one. You are always one with the one. And you are happy and harmonious with the one. And you are at peace with the one. Join me in this peaceful awareness today, in this recognition, and in this reality that that's all there is. And as you join with me in this recognition, in this reality of that's all there is, you come to the realization that that's all that matters, is who and what you are right now, who and what I am right now, and to say, all is in divine order, and all is peace, and all is love. And that one love is you. That one love is me, now and forevermore. I love you. I love you. I love you.